you need a bigger space to grow your business? You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solutions, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
Tobacco marketing season kicks off as farmers await price announcement. Swedish Envoy raises concern over mining sector challenges in Zambia. In global news, Trump attacks Pope over criticism of Iran war. Good afternoon and welcome to the Phoenix FM main news. My name is Constance Mwezi Namwinga. The tobacco marketing season officially commenced today, with farmers in Eastern Province taking their bells to different licensed buyers. A check at Pemba Leaf and Peak Industries by Phoenix News this morning found farmers had already delivered their tobacco, awaiting the announcement of low price matrices. One of the farmers talked to, Mabum Tonga, hopes this year's prices will be favorable for farmers to benefit. The Tobacco Board of Zambia, TBZ, is yet to announce the price matrices. Swedish Ambassador to Zambia, Johan Hallenbott, has expressed concern over challenges affecting the mining sector, particularly the recent Sino Metals spill. Speaking when he called on Copperbelt Permanent Secretary Lawrence Mwanza in Indola today, Mr. Hallenbott said Sweden is actively working to ensure such incidents do not recur through the Swedish Environmental Protection Agency's ZAMNEX initiative. Mr. Hallenbott also reaffirmed Sweden's commitment to supporting safer mining practices in Zambia. He added that a Swedish delegation is currently on the Copperbelt with a pop-up embassy aimed at bringing embassy services closer to people in the region.
Let me mention that we also, in our development cooperation program, support mining in Zambia. And the Swedish Environmental Protection Agency is leading a program that we call ZAMNEX. It's funded by Sweden. The ZAMNEX program aims to strengthen Zambian mining governance in the nexus of environment, human rights, and climate. So this program seeks to promote change by delivering strategic outcomes and also generating long-term results and lasting institutional changes. And they do that by building capacity and also supporting policy dialogue and policy frameworks.
And Copperbelt Permanent Secretary Lawrence Mwanza has commended the Swedish government for its continued support towards promoting safety in the mining sector. Mr. Mwanza has acknowledged that mine waste management has proven to be the biggest problem, citing the recent tailings dam failure in Kitwe. He also expressed gratitude for projects funded by the Swedish International Development Corporation Agency, SIDA, particularly those focused on governance, accountability, and gender.
Swedish-funded projects have had a positive impact on local governance, accountability, and gender response planning, and we value this partnership greatly. Looking ahead, there are significant opportunities for enhanced collaboration in green mining and the circular economy, Sweden's expertise in clean technology, mine waste management, and tailing reprocessing. This is the biggest also challenge that we have when we talk about mine waste management and also tailing reprocessing.
The Evangelical Fellowship of Zambia, EFZ, is calling for the immediate withdrawal of the Zambia Police Service's private recruitment exercise and instead follow proper channels that uphold integrity, accountability, and equal opportunity for all citizens. EFZ Executive Director Reverend Alan Kathungami says the reported move to conduct recruitment outside established public procedures raises serious questions about fairness in a public institution funded by taxpayers. Reverend Kasungami has noted that while recruitment is welcome in light of high youth unemployment, the manner in which it is being conducted risks fostering corruption, nepotism, and tribalism. He further stated that the number of recruits reportedly involved is too large to justify a private in-house process, warning that such practices could undermine public trust in national institutions. Reverend Kasungami has emphasized that the Zambia Police Service must adhere to established recruitment systems that are open, fair and transparent, stressing that public service cannot and should not be privatized.
The number that is alleged to undergo employment of 4,000 is too big a number for it to be in-house. We call upon Zambia Police to advertise these positions because we have a lot of youth, young people that are yearning and wanting to join the police. This is not just bad for the nation, it's bad for the institution itself, because when the police recruit publicly, that is also a way of providing a vetting process.
The Ministry of Finance and National Planning has expressed satisfaction with the implementation of the European Union EU budget support financing through government systems. Zambia received EU budget support financing of 60 million euros in 2024, supporting education and health sectors, with negotiations for a new program expected to start soon. Speaking at a workshop on EU budget support in Zambia in Lusaka this morning, Ministry of Finance Permanent Secretary for Planning and Administration, Prudence Kalma, said the funding strengthens ownership, aligns with Zambia's national development plan, and enhances coordination among cooperating partners. Dr. Kalma said the use of government systems reduces repetition and shows the EU's confidence in Zambia's systems, and has since thanked the EU for being confident in the Zambian government systems.
I would like to underscore one particularly important aspect of this budget support. It is being implemented through government systems. This is highly significant because using national systems builds long-term capacity within ministries and public institutions. Strengthening national ownership and alignment with our development agenda, and including the 8th National Development Plan. It is also important because it reduces fragmentation while enhancing coordination among cooperative partners.
Meanwhile, EU Programs Manager for Microeconomics and Finance, Eric Vitale, emphasized the importance of supporting critical areas like education in achieving Zambia's national development plans. We take a break. We'll return shortly with Global News.
From analog to digital.
All right, we're going to kick things off.
In global news, U.S. President Donald Trump has launched an unusual and scathing attack on Pop Leo over his opposition to U.S. immigration policy and the war in Iran. The U.S. president accused the pontiff of being weak on crime and terrible for foreign policy in a Truth Social post, later telling reporters he was not a big fan. The Pope has been a staunch critic of the war, calling Trump's threat to destroy Iranian civilization unacceptable and calling for him to find an off-ramp to end the conflict. The BBC reports on other stories.
Pope Leo says he has no fear of the Trump administration and will continue to speak out against war. His comments come after President Trump launched a scathing attack on the pontiff over his outspoken criticism of the U.S.-Israeli war on Iran. He's making the first ever papal visit to Algeria. Hungary's incoming Prime Minister Péter Modrow has called on officials appointed by his predecessor Viktor Orbán to resign, describing them as puppets who'd been in power for 16 years. In front of elated supporters, Mr. Modrow promised to restore a system of checks and balances. European leaders, including the German Chancellor Friedrich Merz and President